Hello, friends. We'll begin with an example from Rabash. We need an environment, meaning a group of people who are all of the same view, that they must achieve whole faith. This is the only thing that can save a person from the views of the collective. At that time, everyone strengthens everyone else to crave to achieve whole faith, that he can bestow contentment upon the Maker, and that this will be his only aspiration.
Hello, beloved friends. This preparation for you was made by Unity 1, Kiev 2, and Moscow 5. We are discovering within ourselves that huge deficiency for bringing our hearts together. And it is simultaneously a moment of joy and a moment of fear, in which we only want to reach the Creator, to make Him happy. We have each other, we have friends who support one another. And this is why we know that we will reach it through faith above reason. We will reach adhesion with the Creator. So let's connect our hearts. We have to pray for one another, and each one for everyone. We're all different from each other, and this is how the Creator will also hear us.
We must listen to the friends and see the Creator behind them, to feel Him among us, between us, and despite our egoistic feelings, to know and understand that only He controls everything. To come to such faith, we have to remove our minds, our intellect, completely, and be incorporated, all of us together, in one deficiency. Because alone, we will not achieve anything. Therefore, we need faith above reason. We have no other way, but only through one common deficiency, through connection, through our mutual responsibility, can we succeed. We have to unite in such a way that as much as each of us can, he must put in his effort and labor toward this one point of self-annulment and mutual responsibility toward everyone. The closer we're coming to the Creator, and we are approaching Him, to that extent, He rejects us. So only if we unite above reason, we'll overcome all the obstacles, L'chaim, friends.
Мы можем помочь друг другу держаться вместе, добиться полной веры.
We can help, each one can help everyone, hold together, reach faith above reason, with joy. Like one great family, we care for the others. And we give him contentment in our connection.
No sound from Dudi, but he's reading exit number 2, so I will read it. If there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of dzakut, adhesion, with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will give them that feeling, that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator to bring him contentment. And since everything requires an awakening from below, he gives the awakening from below, and others will receive the awakening from above. To whomever the Creator knows will be more beneficial for the Creator.
And a question for an active workshop. What exactly should I ask for my friends in order to give contentment to the Creator? What exactly should I ask for my friends in order to give contentment to the Creator?
I want to ask that the friends will be able to bring contentment to the Creator. I want to ask to constantly have the opportunity to bring contentment, and that they will have the intention to bring contentment to the Creator.
Yes, and in order for them to be able to get there, they need to have the greatness of the Creator. They need to have the feeling that this is the most important thing, that bringing contentment to the Creator, loving others, being in bestowal, it's more important than anything else we have. We should appreciate it, and this should be our sublime goal. That's the only thing that we want.
Yeah, and the more I ask, the more I have to try to give them this greatness, to give them the confidence, the importance, the example I give them, because the very effort to give them is already an expression of the prayer, an expression of the request that the Creator will give it to the friends.
That they will overcome all the imaginary disturbances, and they will know that this comes only in order to strengthen their connection with the Creator, and that the connection with the Creator, dialing him, it's through the connection with the friends that we have to direct everything to him, and only there one can receive the fulfillment, all of his wishes.
And therefore, I have to ask that they will unite with one another, come closer to each other, and that together they will come closer to the Creator and be in adhesion with the Creator, and the Creator will not leave them.
The very fact that we do ask for each other, in that there is already precision and the right direction. But what exactly it is with words, that doesn't matter so long as we have that intention.
It sounds as if there are many things we can ask for the friends. Maybe we can also ask that they will be able to be in a prayer and live that prayer, and that their prayer will truly be to the Creator, that it will live in them and be from the bottom of their hearts.
And after all these things that the friend said, once all of those exist in us, prayer, joy, gratitude that the Creator has gathered us, when we are all united, the whole world kli, like fathers, like children towards the Father.
To always succeed to unite among us and bring out a request to the Upper One, and that we will be in this request all the time, and to succeed in overcoming all the difficulties before this prayer and request.
As we read yesterday in the first Rabash article, and we all noticed fear, that this is the main thing, and the only fear in man's life, in the life of the friend, is fear of the greatness of the Creator, that we should always be just in this fear of how to help one another. How can we truly be focused on Him and not on the imaginary reality?
To ask of them to constantly think about each other as if in a closed circle, to be in right thoughts toward the goal all the time, and how with every action to bring contentment to the Creator.
We need to ask knock after knock, as it says.
We have achieved connection. Yes, friends. What a wonderful workshop. In all likelihood, it is the first time I'm hearing how friends speak from the hearts. Even though it's the same words, same thought, we're all asking for the strength for our friends. We're asking for the Creator to give each of us the strength to be on the path, to connect, the strength to grip, to hold on to the environment, because only the environment allows us to come to faith above reason, to be in that state in which we can give everything, to bestow in order to bestow, in order to bring Him contentment.
Hi, friends. Let's enter this lesson with one common intention, to ask for the friends.
Дорогие любимые товарищи, братья,
прошу верить. Dear beloved friends, brothers, let's ask for the confidence that the friends will give Him contentment. I wish for the friends to have divine intention, that this intention will be one, common. And if I recognize that the Creator will have more pleasure if the friends give Him contentment, by this I will bring Him contentment above my ego, and this only vessel, this only real vessel is my friends, the connection between us. We want this lesson to be successful. This means that the friends will unite and listen to the Creator with one ear, and will receive from the Creator in one vessel, the Chaim friends.
Сейчас у каждого из нас есть прекрасная возможность.
Friends, now each one of us has a wondrous opportunity to draw the reforming light, the light of the Creator. So it will come as an answer to our prayer, to our efforts, and through it we will be able to get the correct perception of reality and connect between us. Questions surface. How will I take advantage of this opportunity? For whom will I ask for this light? I want to use this opportunity in order to ask of the Creator for myself, or do I want to be the conduit of the light for my friends? Dear friends, the very opportunity to serve the friends and the Creator, this is already a huge reward. Every prayer of yours for the connection of all of the friends gives contentment to the Creator. Every effort, even if it is a tiny one, where you don't think about yourself, but rather you're asking for the correction of the whole of creation, it saves the world unnecessary suffering. We would like that in this lesson, the Creator will help us hear our great teacher through our heart, that He will connect us to one great prayer and help us use the opportunity that we were given to serve the friends and to serve the Creator.
A question for a silent workshop.
И направим намерение на отдачу товарищам, чтобы насладить Творца.
Let's disconnect from thoughts about ourselves and being the intention to bestow upon the friends in order to bring the Creator contentment. Let's disconnect from thoughts about ourselves and being the intention to bestow to the friends in order to bring contentment to the Creator.
Молитва. Просим Творца помочь отдалиться от злого начала, раскрывающегося нами, и дать радость.
We ask you to help us move away from the evil inclination that is revealed in the connection between us and give us joy from working for your sake.